It's Morning Edition on 90.1 WABE. Great to have you with us. I'm Dennis O'Hare. DeKalb County is about to have its third head of government in 3.5 years. Former state labor commissioner and former DeKalb school superintendent Michael Thurmond was elected county CEO on November 8th. Michael Thurmond joins us now. Welcome. Congratulations.
Thank you, Dennis, and thank you for the invitation to come and visit with you.
So I know your to-do list can't be too long. What's the thing at the top of it?
Right now, it's listening and learning. One of the most important aspects, I think, of being a successful leader is that one must submit himself or herself to the residents, to the population, to listen, to learn, to better understand the issues, the challenges, and more also the opportunities.
Which ones are you hearing are the biggest ones?
Inaccurate water billing right now is the biggest issue that I'm hearing about across the county from all residents, north, south, east, and west.
So do you have a plan yet to attack that problem?
First of all, is to go in and do a baseline assessment, number one, as to where we are, how did we get here, and then subsequently, how do we move forward to correct this very aggravating situation.
How long will that assessment take, do you think?
Well, we're working now, and I'm talking to fellow commissioners, individuals, leaders, citizens, and making sure that we can separate the symptoms of a problem from the problem. I think that's key to being successful, particularly in a crisis situation.
Well, here's one thing that is already in process, the installation of new smart meters to more accurately record what residents are using. Since that's already underway, do you think that needs to be sped up?
Well, we need to look at it and make sure that the solution is a solution not to the symptom but to the problem itself. It may not be the problem itself, may not be centered in the meters or the accuracy or the age of the meters. I don't know. I don't have a solution yet. But I'm going to look at and examine all options to make sure that we root out the problem, we correct it, and the people of DeKalb deserve better. And under my administration, they will receive better service.
Since the problem's been going on for so long, though, do you think it's time for new folks at the top in the water department in DeKalb?
I've not made that assessment yet. I've met briefly the present head of a watershed. I'll have an opportunity to meet with him and others and to get a better understanding as to what the problems are, what type of leadership do we need, what skill sets may or may not be missing. That's a decision that will be made later.
And again, you don't have a deadline for coming up with a plan?
Well, no, we have to make sure that we have a full grasp of the issue and the problems themselves. And no one, to my knowledge, has clearly articulated what is the root cause of this crisis in the water billing. And we need to better understand it. I don't have all the facts now. One thing I have learned over the years is that it requires an objective, methodical process to root it out so that it does not reoccur in the future.
It doesn't seem odd to you that, I mean, DeKalb seems to be, Atlanta's been through this before, but that DeKalb seems to have a uniquely awful situation in Metro Atlanta with its water department.
And in other issues, but I see that more as an opportunity than anything else. We can do great things, and it's opportunity to be successful. And look, as we said earlier, it's not like receiving accurate water bills is a unique situation. It's what citizens expect. It's what taxpayers expect. And it's something that I think we can deliver.
You mentioned other problems. Of course, DeKalb has been through a number of ethics scandals. And the new ethics code does not provide for removal from office should the new ethics commission or ethics board find problems. Should it?
Well, there are laws in place in the criminal justice system whereby the governor has the authority to remove people who are either indicted or convicted. Mm-hmm. And I think the law as it is written now actually has worked extremely well over time. And I don't see what that in and of itself is a major detriment to ensuring and expecting ethical behavior by elected and appointed officials.
I talked to Stacey Kalberman, the new head of the DeKalb Ethics Board, or relatively new, and she said, look, we don't really need to increase fines or punishments at this point, that simply publicizing conflicts of interest or questionable behavior is enough. The embarrassment is enough. Do you agree with that?
Well, I've not had a personal conversation. I know Ms. Cobbleton, and she's a wonderful person, highly qualified. And I do believe that, number one, she also mentioned training. to make sure that people understand the current policies and procedures, and to do a excellent job of preventing ethical lapses from occurring. And I support her statement, and I support her efforts, and I think she was an excellent hire on behalf of the county.
Should there be increased funding, though, for the Ethics Board?
Well, we will look at that. That's an issue. Hopefully, as the CEO, I have an opportunity to impact at some point as we develop budgets. There's a budget that I will be presenting in January. I will look at funding levels and obviously have a discussion with her and others to see whether or not the current funding levels are adequate based on available revenues.
There will be a new DeKalb District Attorney, Sherry Boston, defeated incumbent Robert James back in the Democratic primary. And during her campaign, she charged that he had short-circuited the probe of county government that was started by special investigator and former state attorney general Mike Bowers. Do you want to see that probe revisited?
Well, that will be up to her. I mean, I have great faith and trust in her. I've known Ms. Boston for many years. I think she's going to do an excellent job as our new DA, and I have full faith and confidence in her ability to not only lead but also manage the district attorney's office and to ensure that justice is meted out in a fair and a proper way.
Were you concerned, by the way, the current DA handled that investigation?
Well, I know what I read in the paper. I was not personally invested in it. I was not privy to the facts as they exist. And I, at this point, reserve any opinion about what he may or may not have done in the past.
Have you had a chance to read the Bowers report?
No.
Do you plan to?
I'll look at it. I know how it was reported. Obviously, that's something that I will review, but I've not reviewed it at this point.
Of course, the phrase that jumped out and was so widely reported, including by us here, was that DeKalb government was rotten to the core. You think it is?
No, I don't. I believe that DeKalb government, like all government, is more or less populated by men and women who are honest, hardworking, dedicated men and women who really just show up every day trying to do a good job on behalf of the taxpayers and the citizens of the jurisdiction that they represent. I'm convinced that the great majority of people who work for DeKalb County are honest, hardworking, ethical men and women. And obviously, though, there have been ethical lapses, if not criminal behavior, but that's not representative, I believe, of the vast majority of the people who work for DeKalb County or the citizens who live in DeKalb County.
So if it's not rotten to the core, though, do you think there was a culture that allowed people who wanted to bend the rules to do that?
Absolutely. I think it was a culture of ethical lapses as well as incompetence. Sometimes incompetence become disguised as corruption or unethical behavior. And I think the greater challenge is not so much unethical behavior as it is improving competence and accountability throughout government.
So will you be making some changes in department heads? Will you have even, say, a group of folks who report to you who look at the operations of county government and say, okay, we need to make changes here or there?
My primary responsibility will be to make sure we return to emphasizing the fundamentals. That's the biggest challenge we face. You know, it's the permitting on time, it's the water bills, it's things that most citizens come to expect that will occur in an efficient and effective way. We're going to get back to the fundamentals, and as the CEO, the person who's ultimately responsible for the operation of our government, that will be my highest priority, and I'm looking forward to it. I think hopefully my experiences and my expertise will bring some leverage to address some of these long festering issues.
Specifically, though, there were active investigations at one time into the conduct of two commissioners, one of whom is no longer a commissioner and the other who is leaving, Sharon Barnes Sutton and Stan Watson. Do you know what the status of those investigations are now that they either are no longer on the board or shortly will no longer be on the board?
I have no personal knowledge or insight into those investigations.
Do you want those to continue, though?
Well, I want the system to continue to its conclusion. I want fairness and equity. I want justice to be meted out. And if there are, in fact, substantive issues there to be addressed, it should be. But I don't have any personal knowledge as to the investigations, where they are, or what, if any, information has been generated as a result of them.
in the case of Sharon Barnes Sutton, anyway, there are allegations, and she has denied any wrongdoing here. There were allegations that she spent thousands in county money on things for which she could not provide receipts, for instance, or spend money on things that really she shouldn't have been spending money on. Again, she has denied that there was anything wrong here. Do you think that at least that investigation should go ahead to a conclusion, one way or the other?
Well, that's a decision that's not within the CEO's authority. As you know, I'm an attorney by profession, and I recognize allegations as opposed to things that have been determined to be substantive, accurate, or factual. And it's a process, and that process should conclude to its natural conclusion, and then the facts should speak for themselves.
Right now, there's a commission looking at the entire structure of DeKalb County government. It's been going for a while. The Charter Review Commission has actually a little bit of time now, just over a year from now, to release its findings. But of course, one of the big questions is, should the county abolish the CEO form of government? Do you have any thoughts about that?
Well, actually, the commission, to my knowledge, had one meeting, and not a lot has happened as a result of that one meeting. And there's
some
ongoing
discussion.
You want to see
them do some more work?
Well, hopefully that's something I'm going to look at, and to make sure that we don't confuse, as I say, symptoms with problems. And I think we should look at, always be open to review and evaluation of our government, working towards ensuring that it functions at a high level. And that's in and all aspects of the government.
You told me during a candidate forum earlier this year that Leadership DeKalb sponsored that you're not tied to any particular government form, but you wouldn't have run for this office if you didn't want to be in charge, correct?
Well, that's okay. I ran for the office because I felt that I could make a difference in solving the problem that we face. It was not necessarily just to be the CEO.
No, I didn't mean that you were just, it was just personal ambition. But in order to effect whatever change you want, the CEO's office has to be there. If they get rid of it, it may devolve back to the county commission.
Well, if in fact that's in the best interest of DeKalb County, then we should pursue that. I happen to think that our problems are more systemic, that just changing the CEO's position will in and of itself not assure that we receive accurate water bills. I think the issues are deeper and they're more systemic and substantive, and we're going to need a more holistic approach to resolving issues in government, and particularly how we provide services and products to the citizens of DeKalb County.
So would you oppose any bill to get rid of the CEO's office if something like that resurfaces in the legislature, was floated last year?
Well, it's how the bill surfaces and whether or not the entire legislative delegation has come to some type of consensus around local legislation. That was really the issue that most concerned me. Senator Millar, I consider him a friend.
Millar from Dunwoody, a Republican.
Yeah, well, I have friends. Some of my best friends are Republicans. But I was more concerned the fact that it was a local bill that actually was dressed as a state legislation that more or less circumvented the typical
legislative process.
So
you want him to
process.
Go through the delegation in order to do this?
I think that in DeKalb County, Georgia, our biggest challenge has been our inability to build consensus, to work together across racial, geographic, political lines in order to find compromise and common ground so that we can do what's in the best interest of all the citizens of DeKalb County, Georgia. That is our biggest challenge. That will require our legislative delegation, our county commissioners, to work more cohesively to address an agenda that serves people and not politicians.
Some folks say one of the reasons for that is the way the district lines are drawn for the county commission, that you end up with little fiefdoms sometimes divided by race or ethnicity or geography. Should those lines be redrawn?
It's not so much the lines. I think it's the politics. We have to rise above the differences and rise above line. The lines are fiction. If you ever think about a district line, it's a legal fiction created by politicians and lawyers, quite frankly. When I travel around DeKalb County, oftentimes I don't know which district I'm in. My goal is to serve all the citizens of our county. And I've said on many occasions, I was not elected CEO of South DeKalb or CEO of North DeKalb or Central DeKalb. I will do my very best to serve all of our citizenry, no matter where they might live, no matter what their politics might be, they deserve the very best.
Specifically, what can you, as CEO, do? What do you plan to do to help ease those divisions?
As you know, Dennis, and we've known each other for too long, way back in the 80s, right?
Decades.
In the 20th century. We go back to the 20th century. Yeah. I spent my career building bridges and not walls, helping people to better communicate and understand issues. And I'm very proud of that track record, and I will do my very best to bring that experience and expertise to help build consensus and a common vision with a common direction. And like I said, we have new leadership, new vision, and a new direction. One thing I encourage all DeKalb County residents, and you're one of them, that we must learn from our mistakes, but we shouldn't dwell on them.
A blast from the past here. Former CEO Vernon Jones is back in the legislature where both of you got started. Do you plan to talk to him at all about any of this?
Oh, I talked to Vernon. I've always talked to him. And I'll continue to talk to him and the other members of the legislative delegation. I've already had multiple conversations with the chair of the House delegation, Representative Mosby, as well as the chair of the Senate delegation, Senator Butler.
Gloria Butler.
I'm 63, so yeah. So Senator Butler, I've talked to Senator Henson, and we're going to work together. You know, having served in the legislature, I think that will be an added value to being CEO, because I have a grasp of that process, and it's going to be critical that we work more cohesively with our legislative delegation in the House and the Senate.
At the same time you were elected, voters in South DeKalb said yes to a city of Stonecrest, yet another new city in DeKalb, but this time on the south side. Do you have any idea what the economic impact of that will be on county government?
Well, it's projected that they will have a budget of about $9.8 million. And with all our municipalities, the one thing that they all have in common, from Dunwoody to Stonecrest to Lithonia to Tucker, where I live now, is that they are all situated in DeKalb County. And they are constituents to the county, and they are constituents to, will be, to the CEO. And I look forward to working with the mayors and the municipal association. I'm looking forward to being a keynote speaker at their banquet on December 15th.
That's very diplomatic, but you also have to deal with what that will mean for county revenues. Do you have any idea what the loss of revenue to county operations will be?
Well, I see the municipalities as either consumers or potential consumers of county services. So if they are potential customers or customers, then they should be treated in that respect. I believe, and what I want to do is continue to improve the quality and the cost advantage of using county provided services to the municipal cities.
So you're talking about a sales job here in a way.
Absolutely. And this is how you perceive individuals and entities. I don't see me as being at odds with them. Obviously, we may approach certain issues from different perspectives, and there'll be a discussion about the cost or the value of some services. But at the end of the day, what's good for an incorporated area in DeKalb County is good for the unincorporated as well.
But won't that sales job be very tough if one of the reasons that a lot of these cities have been formed is because of either inefficient, inadequate, or expensive delivery of county services in the past?
In the past is key to what you just said. That will not be accurate as it relates to the future of DeKalb County.
Okay, so what can you tell them to say, okay, here are some specific things that will let you know that things are different?
Well, first of all, we're going to continue, and I've met with the Municipal Association. I had a relationship with them when I was superintendent. I met with them on multiple occasions. I had individual meetings with the various mayors and city managers and city council leaders. I am a former assistant of city attorney for the city of Athens. I get it. At the same time, we will have to, and it'll be my job, to build those bridges and to build the consensus and to help people understand the key to a good negotiation is that you have to literally get in the mind of the person who's sitting on the opposite side of the table to understand their needs, their hopes, their dreams, and then find common ground for those two people or entities to exist.
But the cityhood movement isn't over. I mean, there's still the effort to create a city of Greenhaven, which would be big geographically, economically, and in terms of population. Would you oppose that?
Well, it hadn't happened yet. It's a hypothetical.
No, but it was floated in the legislature again last year.
I understand.
Year.
It's still a
It'll
hypothetical.
It'll probably be back.
I just think the narrative is going to be so much different. And for those cities that were created or proposed based on ineffective, inefficient, obsolete services or horrible customer service, that will not be the narrative of the DeKalb County government going forward.
But it will be like turning around the battleship, to use a metaphor. I mean, it's not going to improve overnight, no matter how effective you or any other members of the leadership in the county government might be.
That's true, but, you know, I've been here before.
Meaning labor commissioner and superintendent?
Well, meaning you're talking to the guy who led welfare reform in the state of Georgia, probably the most contentious social welfare issue since the 1930s, the man who led the Department of Labor through the Great Recession, the former superintendent of the DeKalb County School District. I have great faith, not so much in me, but I have great faith in the men and women who dedicated themselves to this life of public service. And I just know we're going to get the job done.
Do you want to see some kind of cooling off period, though, for new cities? Again, that's an idea that's been proposed in the legislature.
It is the most important thing we can do as a county is to get our act together, get the water bills out that are accurate and on time, provide the permitting process in an effective and efficient way, get the basics done, and there will be less need or desire for new cities.
Will you oppose Emory's push to be annexed by the city of Atlanta?
I met with the president. She's a wonderful lady. We had a great conversation, an introductory conversation. What we promised to do is that we'll continue that conversation once I'm sworn in or once I become the CEO in January. I'm going to look very carefully at it. I've talked to the commissioners who represent that area. My hope is that we would maintain Emory within DeKalb County as it currently exists. That's my hope. It's not my determination. It will not be my decision, but that is my hope.
But Emory's the largest employer in DeKalb County. DeKalb gets revenue from not just Emory, but all of the associated businesses, et cetera, around it. Could DeKalb afford to lose Emory?
Maybe I'm confused, but Emory will still be in DeKalb.
Right.
Even if it's annexed.
But if it's annexed into the city, some of that revenue from Emory and everything around it will end up with the city instead of with the county. Not all of it, but some of it.
That's true. But at the same time, you know, I'm hopeful that the situation will address itself. And once I'm in a position to actually speak with authority as the CEO, I hope to sit back down with the president and other leaders at Emory and better understand what their issues are, their concerns, and how we can work together. But I'll reemphasize something. We're discussing annexation, not secession. They are slightly different concepts.
But very consequential nonetheless. Have you talked to Mayor Reed about it?
No.
Do you plan to?
I'll talk to anyone at any time about any issue that addresses itself to the current condition or the betterment of my county.
But you haven't made any overtures to him at this
point? Not yet.
One of the first things you'll have to do, though, and you mentioned this a moment ago, is you'll have to put together a recommended budget right away. With all the needed improvements and with Stonecrest leaving, is it possible to avoid a tax increase?
I can't say this. I can tell you I recognize that in turnaround situations that I've been in, it's basically a three-budget cycle operation. You don't get it all done in one budget cycle, but you have to have a goal in mind. And I think going forward, we will be able to provide the services that may be restructuring, revisiting. What I've seen is that everything is on the table for analysis and introspection and maybe even redeployment. But we have to look at it first. I hesitate to make broad, bold assertions as to this will happen before I've had a chance, literally, to look under the hood. We hear the engine. We hear a rattling sound, but until you look under the engine and do the diagnostic, it's hard for me to say exactly what needs to be fixed or discarded.
Well, we have a new national administration that is saying, hey, well, here's what we're going to do on day one. Do you think that county voters, whether they voted for Mr. Trump or not, are kind of hoping for a here's what we're going to do on day one list from you?
Well, we will see whether or not at a national level, everything that was promised will be delivered on day one. I'm not making those promises. I'm much too practical and rational and methodical and hopefully honest with the people who elected me to suggest to them that somehow just because Mike Thurmond sits in the CEO seat, somehow he's going to wave a wand and all of these problems will disappear in the first day or the first week. That's not going to happen. And what we're going to see at the national level is that many of the things that were promised, if ISIS is destroyed in 100 days, then I will applaud anyone who made that assertion. But I question whether or not that's actually something that can be reasonably expected.
Back to the perhaps more pedestrian topic of the county budget. You mentioned restructuring. Does that mean that you're looking at cuts in order to increase spending in other places and try to avoid a big increase in taxes?
I'm looking at everything. Everything is on the table. Everything and everyone. Period.
Does that mean that you're ruling out any form of tax increase?
Everything is on the table. Period. One of my favorite principles is that in order to be successful, one needs a cold eye and a warm heart. The cold eye allows you to see the facts as they exist, not what I want to see, not what others might encourage me to see, but just what is. And that my goal is to improve the quality and the effectiveness of government in DeKalb County, Georgia. And whatever it takes that helps us progress in that direction, I am open to that.
Do you want to transportation initiative or a SPLOST for DeKalb, similar to what Atlanta voters just approved, in order to integrate with the projects that Atlanta just passed? And of course, part of Atlanta is in DeKalb.
Oh, absolutely. I think we're going to have to be, as a county, much more aggressive in terms of envisioning the future as it relates to mass transit in DeKalb County. I always rush to remind people that initially only two counties had the vision to embrace MARTA, which was Fulton and DeKalb, and we should tip our hat to those leaders, particularly the ones in DeKalb County, who saw the future some 40 years ago. We need to do more. We've lost, I think, opportunities to build out and extend the lines as they currently exist. We need a cohesive vision for DeKalb County for the 21st century in terms of our transit needs. That's something that has been done, but we need to do a much better job of developing those concepts and those visions.
Because isn't there some pressure really on DeKalb outside of Atlanta to pass more MARTA projects in order to link up effectively with those that have just been passed? Now, obviously, it's going to take a while for all those to get built. But if DeKalb wants in on this for the area outside of the city of Atlanta, don't you really feel like, okay, I have to get on board, so to speak?
I feel like there's strong sentiment throughout DeKalb to do just that. That is my idea. That's my belief. And I'll do everything I can to help support and, if necessary, lead an effort to help DeKalb to develop a 21st century transportation infrastructure, both rail, light rail, as well as asphalt, to make sure that we are part of the tremendous boom that's taking place in transportation throughout Metro Atlanta.
One more quick question, and our time is very short here. Are you satisfied with the efforts that have gone on so far to improve police-community relations in DeKalb?
I've discussed this matter with Dr. Alexander. That's an ongoing challenge. I think in the more recent past, they've done a great job. That's something I want to continue to work with him. To continue to work towards. Let me tell you, the most sobering reality of being elected CEO, and I've shared this only with my wife, is that now I'm ultimately responsible for a police department that had 800 courageous, dedicated men and women protecting and serving the public. I've had many jobs, but I've never had the responsibility of having ultimate oversight over a major urban police force. And that's the thing that has given me most pause and has been most sobering, especially in light of the recent controversies and the deaths by civilians as well as police officers that have occurred across this country. And, you know, it's one thing to talk about it and debate about it. It's a totally different situation to realize that you will be ultimately responsible.
So on the one hand, you have a department where a man was killed a year or two ago because he called police for help. There was another couple where the husband was shot and the dog was killed because police went to the wrong house. On the other hand, you have a department where there's a website called DeKalb Officers Speak that says, here we can talk to each other without fear of retribution. So how do you resolve the tensions just from those things?
Well, first of all, it's leadership. And Dr. Alexander is a nationally respected expert in that field. And we're fortunate to have had him in the position.
Are you happy with the way he's done it locally? I mean, he's certainly been prominent nationally, but some folks are saying, okay, he needs to do a little bit more at home.
Well, hopefully I'll support that effort from the CEO's office, because ultimately it's not Dr. Alexander, it's the CEO. It will be, come January 1st, Michael Thurman, who is ultimately responsible for ensuring that the communication and the cooperation exists between law enforcement and the community. Obviously, I'll work with the officers and Dr. Alexander and others, but I will accept the ultimate responsibility.
How's Stephen Green doing in the DeKalb County Schools?
Well,
You're going to have to be talking to him, and that's your old job.
No, he's doing fine from what I can tell. It's a tough job. That's all I can say. But I've been impressed with the progress that has continued since he was hired.
It sounds as if on a lot of fronts you're saying to DeKalb, give me time. This is an electorate from all parts of the county that has a lot of pent-up anger. Do you think they'll give you time? And do you think that's what they want to hear?
And I said it on the camera, you don't have to buy Mike Thurman, because some people know me, some don't. But I am asking that you give me the opportunity to either succeed and hopefully not fail. And that's all I ask, is the opportunity to address the issues that so many people have been concerned and frustrated by for decades. Give me the opportunity to the best of my ability to lead a renaissance to address these issues and to transform DeKalb and help DeKalb fulfill its true vision, and I think fulfill all of the goodness that defines who we are.
Michael Thurman is DeKalb County's CEO-elect. Congratulations again, and thanks so much for giving us this time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Dennis.